How recovery can improve self-esteem. Most people do not walk into recovery feeling good about themselves. By the time addiction has run its course, self-esteem is usually one of the first casualties. You have broken promises to people you love. You have done things you swore you would never do. You have looked in the mirror and not recognized the person staring back. That kind of damage goes deep, and it does not just disappear because you stop using. But here is what a lot of people do not expect. Recovery can improve self-esteem in ways that go far beyond just feeling better about being sober. It starts small. So small, you might not even notice it at first. You show up to a therapy session when you did not feel like going. You make it through a hard day without reaching for something to take the edge off. You tell the truth when lying would have been easier. None of those things feel monumental in the moment, but they add up. Each one is a deposit into a bank account that addiction spent years draining, and over time, that balance starts to grow in ways you can actually feel. One of the reasons addiction destroys self-esteem so thoroughly is that it takes away your ability to trust yourself. You stop believing your own promises. You say you will quit and you do not. You say you will show up and you disappear. After enough broken commitments, you stop expecting anything from yourself at all. Recovery reverses that process, but it does it slowly. Every time you do what you said you would do, no matter how small, you are rebuilding that trust. You are proving to yourself that your word means something again. Recovery can improve self-esteem through structure, too, in ways that might surprise you. When you are in active addiction, life tends to be chaotic. There is no routine. There is no predictability. Everything revolves around the next hit, the next drink, the next way to avoid feeling what you are feeling. Treatment introduces structure, and structure gives you something to hold on to. Waking up at the same time, eating regular meals, attending sessions, following a schedule. It sounds simple, but for someone whose life has been in freefall, that kind of consistency is stabilizing. It reminds you that you are capable of functioning, and that reminder matters more than you might think. Then there is the physical piece. Addiction takes a visible toll on your body, your skin, your weight, your energy, your posture. When you start taking care of yourself in recovery, those changes show up in the mirror. You sleep better. Your eyes look clearer. You start moving your body and feeling stronger. According to the National Institutes of Health, regular physical activity during recovery significantly improves both mental health outcomes and self-perception. These physical improvements are not vanity. They are tangible evidence that you are healing, and seeing that evidence reinforces the belief that recovery is working. Relationships play a huge role in how recovery can improve self-esteem over time. Addiction isolates people. It pushes away the ones who care and surrounds you with situations that make you feel worse about yourself. In recovery, you start rebuilding connections. Maybe it is repairing a relationship with a family member. Maybe it is making a friend in group who actually understands what you have been through. Maybe it is just having a conversation where you are fully present and not thinking about when you can leave to go use. Those moments of real connection remind you that you are worth knowing, that you have something to offer, that people actually want you around when you are being yourself. Setting boundaries is another part of recovery that quietly rebuilds self-esteem. A lot of people in addiction never learned how to say no. They went along with things that hurt them because they did not believe they deserve better. Recovery teaches you that you do. Learning to set a boundary and hold it even when it is uncomfortable sends a message to yourself that your needs matter. That is not selfish. That is the foundation of healthy self-worth. There is also something powerful about helping other people in recovery. Once you have some stability, being there for someone who is just starting out does something to how you see yourself. It shifts the narrative from, I am someone who needs to be saved, to I am someone who has something to give. That shift is enormous. It does not happen overnight, and it should not be rushed. But when it comes, it changes everything about how you carry yourself. Not every day in recovery feels like progress. Some days the old voices come back. The shame creeps in. You remember things you did, and the guilt feels as fresh as the day it happened. That is normal. Self-esteem does not rebuild in a straight line. It dips and climbs and dips again. The difference is that in recovery, you have tools to work through those moments instead of burying them. You have people around you who have felt the same things and made it to the other side. You have proof, even if it is just a string of days where you kept your word, that you are not who addiction told you you were. The version of yourself that addiction created is not the real you. It was a version running on survival mode, making desperate choices with a hijacked brain. Recovery gives you the chance to meet the person underneath all of that, and most people are surprised to find that person is someone they actually like. Someone who is funny, or thoughtful, or stronger than they ever gave themselves credit for. That discovery does not happen all at once, but it happens, and when it does, it is one of the most meaningful parts of the whole journey.